And guys in board shorts, who are all sporting fraternity tattoos, are taking note of a group of tipsy girls with a skin-to-clothing ratio that should be illegal. A great voice. Yeah, right. I'm sure that was exactly what you were focusing on. Because hell, if that body of hers isn't a 15 on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it a 20. I shrug, remembering all too well what she looked like as she straddled me. Goddamn perfection. You're just a jealous fucker because I won't give you any details. You won't give me anything, Malone, for all I know you're full of shit. He says as he adjusts his bulletproof vest beneath his uniform, both of us constantly scanning the crowd. We both know I'm not full of shit. Asshole. He mutters under his breath and I chuckle in response. This is the same conversation we seem to have every time Liv and I interact on the radio. I think the hotline tip was wrong. I don't see any of Donnelly's gang here. Neither do I. Just a whole lot of hot women in teeny tiny bikinis, and I'm not complaining one bit. Pig. Well? He shrugs as he points to his uniform. Clever. Exactly, I'm the smart one. You're not, considering you're the one who walked away from Liv. Just one question, though. Why, exactly? Too many women, too little time. I lift my eyebrows and grin. To your right, I say with a subtle lift of my chin as a